Namaste, my name is Will Zimmer. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about God's chosen don't go to church, powerful sermon by Paul Washer. If you ever sat in a church and felt out of place, if your spirit grew restless while others seemed content, hear this, the chosen ones do not belong to normal church. I've seen African worship led by village healers, dancing, singing, raw surrender. No polished performance, no dead rituals, just holy fire. That is real worship. Tell me, would Jesus stroll past your stiff pews to join them? You know the answer. While the chosen can't stay, they vomit empty hymns sung without brokenness. It is just, when I hear it, it is for me absolute blasphemy. They read a sermon too shallow to steer the soul. They weep a ritual drained of spirit, now just corpses in suits. To them, institutional religion isn't tradition, it's blasphemy. You can make so much more. You go one time to the African church with African healer, then you know what is worship and Jesus and the Lord. And for what Saint healer there, or African pastor said, within 1 year we had 100 miracles. And we asked our German priest how much he had. He had in his entire life one miracle. Do you see the difference? And you can witness such miracles when a healer is coming. The crowd won't recognize them. They don't fit. They don't want to fit. The cost of being chosen. God demands absolute obedience, no compromise with lukewarm faith. The chosen don't decide to follow. They are dragged into the desert. Surrender or die. It is absolute, as I say, surrender or die. You have no choice. If you feel that holy itch to walk away, if you hear a voice that calls madness, you might be chosen. I was in Cebu, and then there was this worship of the Lord on Sunday and so on. So I walked a little farther, and then there was a creek, with a small valley and so on. And then I saw kids taking drugs with a syringe and so on. I was crying. And they could hear at the same time the sermon in the church. If you see 10, 12 years old taking drugs, it was one of the worst thing what I've seen in my life. And nobody had helped them. The sermon was so holy. No? And around this place there are five big churches. But nobody cares for the youngster. Nobody for the kids. This they call sermon. If you feel that holy itch walk, chosen ones, church trends, they aren't chasing. Mega church hype, charismatic celebrities all the time. This is what the normal people are choosing. Mega church hype, no? Charismatic celebrities, emotional concert worship. They follow one thing, they separate voice. Those led by God's Spirit are God's sons. Their compass, fire from heaven, not sermon outlines. The lie of routine religion, Sunday after Sunday, sit, sing, last, leave unchanged. And I think 30-40% have passed this creek every day. And you see the youngster there. I don't care. I go to the church. And this you see everywhere. It's not only in Cebu, no? And then you can understand. But the chosen can't fake it. Their bones arch with divine hunger. more truth, more presence, more raw power. They learn buildings don't define faith. I've meditated in so many places in the world, and it is so essential. And then there is one chapel, one place, and so on. I was last time in Tibet. The same thing happens there. So the big prayer rooms, no? And then an old man came. Come on, said, come. Here's a better place to meditate. And it was just a small room. And this happened again and again in Tibet. First I choose the big rooms, and then all the time somebody were coming, not to the other people, just only to me, come. Because it didn't, prayer halls, there was no energy at all. Cults don't confirm calling. Real worship is war. It is intimacy. It is intimacy and love of fears. God becomes your oxygen. You don't need a stage to meet him, a pastor to interpret him. You hear him in the silence, and his voice burns away every idol. Key strength, prophetic rhythm, short, punchy lines mirror the urgency of the message. And this you have to understand. And if these lines are not, there was the urgency of the message of the Lord. Yeah, it can be so. Yeah, and then you hear an African priest, and when he is teaching or giving his sermon with so much power that you believe in it. And then, okay, when you cannot sleep, go to a normal church. It's the best remedy for insomnia. I don't know any better one. But if you can, but if you will, don't like to sleep, go to a real worship. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.